We recently visited family and friends on the West Coast and hopped over to Maui for a couple of days of renewal, which this gorgeous Hawaiian island still offers in spades, but there's also palpable pain. The August fires that roared through historic Lahaina, killing over 100, also displaced 5,000, many living in hotels, figuring out insurance, FEMA aid, food, school, work. The land in Lahaina is a scar. People are traumatized. Just south in Wailea, a woman in our hotel elevator told us it was her birthday. She was on staycation from Lahaina. Through tears, she said her cousin threw herself over the seawall to survive the flames, but had to leave her disabled husband behind her in their car because she couldn't get him out. And then she was gone. The elevator doors closed. We stood dumbstruck. We ate at local restaurants, shopped local markets, made donations. There must be something more we could do.
Hi. Hi.
A curious pooch pokes his snout through a kennel screen at the Maui Humane Society, several low-slung rustic buildings on a sprawling field. 3,000 animals from Lahaina went missing during the fires. Many were burned. Hundreds ended up here. The Humane Society was overwhelmed and still is. Here's animal care manager Kiani Bannister.
So, Kiani, how many dogs are in here?
Oh, goodness. Right now we have maybe 60 to 70 dogs in shelter. That is quite a lot. We have 40 kennels, 2 to 3 dogs a kennel. But it does get, crowded, stressful for the dogs.
Kiani explains there are plenty of hotel rooms on this island, but not enough homes to welcome dogs, and no other shelter on the island to transfer them to. The Maui Humane Society used to have a transfer program with California. It was called Wings of Aloha, but like many states, California is now overwhelmed with dogs adopted during COVID and now given up, so that's on hold. Well, and then here in Maui, of course, you have the fires months ago.
Yes, oh goodness. Basically, half of our island was impacted, losing their homes, their families,
their
pets,
lives.
Their lives. The whole island feels it. The whole island grieves with our Lahaina families, our Lahaina pet owners, our Lahaina animals. So we did take in a lot of Lahaina animals, a lot of feral cats, wildlife, pigs, chickens, goats, just to get them out of the burn zones.
I heard earlier today that some hotels are looking the other way when they for the displaced families that they've put up and are letting them have their pets. But many families may have escaped the fires but had to give up their animals in order to take housing.
Yes, yes. We've had many cases like that. And that's a responsibility we respectfully take on to care after their dogs. You know, we want to respect and love their animals just as much as they did.
That's got to be heartbreaking.
Yes, it's been a new it's been a new emotion, sensation we've felt here at Maui Humane Society, talking with families that have lost. But we want to do all we can, and we are striving to do all we can to help.
And then, of course, there are pets who lost their families.
Yes, there are. Yes, very hard. It's a confusing concept for a dog to come into a shelter and not understand why. We can't communicate to them. We can't explain why they are here at the shelter. We can't explain where their families or owners may be. We take the utmost careful observation, keeping in mind the dog's mental and physical health when they're in shelter, because we just want to provide them with the best experience we can here.
So, what can people do?
Oh my goodness, what can people do? You can come down and volunteer. We have dog walking, or if you just want to hang out with a dog for the day, that's our big program called Dog on Demand.
I demand a dog.
Yes, yes, it is.
What a good dog. What do you see? What do you see? There you go. What a good dog.
Yes, I speak dog, and I'm talking to Trevor. As his bio says, he's a lovely 9-year-old, looks like a lab mix, who will need help getting in and out of the car, to which I say, who doesn't?
Puppy! Puppy!
We got complete instructions on taking Trevor for the day, and a seatbelt and harness to buckle him in. There's a little anxiety. But soon he's sprawled across the back seat, head nestled in my lap. We are going to the beach.
3.3 miles. Turn right onto North Kihei Road.
3.3 miles.
There are rules. No dog parks, no off-leash. We got a backpack with Adopt Me written on it and water bottles, bowls, and snacks. I wear that. Trevor wears a snazzy Adopt Me bandana. Now, Trevor was a stray. No one knows if he was escaping the fires. But there is something just right about this native Hawaiian getting to walk and run on a beach. A little drink of water. Soon, day's done. We come back to the Maui Humane Society to an office packed with volunteers.
You also need walkers?
Yes, that takes one more level of training. The other thing you can do is our Dog on Demand program. And you can either sign
One couple is getting their backpack.
So, this is your backpack for the day. It has water bottles, a cup of water bowl, towels, toys, treats.
Again, Keani Bannister.
It's very on demand. And there are more dogs that we want to get out of the shelter, just even for a day.
I have to say, it was having, I don't have my dogs anymore. Being able to have a dog is just, on this beautiful island, on the beach, is wonderful.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Yes. It's an awesome program where the dogs can be themselves outside of this stressful, compact environment. It's difficult for a dog to be their true selves in shelter. So this program allows humans and dogs to, experience a fun time together, a fun day of hiking or beach.
And love.
And ultimately love.
For people, Keani, who would say, but there's so much loss. Really, this much attention to dogs, you'd say what?
Oh, goodness. I mean, someone has to be their voice. That's why we are here. I know that's why I'm here. Yeah.
You have a quote from Martin Luther King at the entranceway here.
Yes, that's correct. Never, never be afraid to do what's right, especially if the well-being of a person or animal is at stake.
Or animal.
Yes.
All right. Hi, Trevor.
Hi, Trevor, buddy.
Bye.
She keeps giving you treats.
No. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, I'm not crying. You can donate from the mainland or sign up for a slot for Dog on Demand if you are in Maui. They also take walk-in volunteers starting at noon. Then there's the group Feed My Sheep Maui. These are volunteers who help deliver free groceries. You can plant a tree, donate to different funds. Hands on Maui is another good site. Just do la lima, which in Hawaiian means cooperation, a tree of hands working together. And don't forget, there are plenty of overwhelmed animal shelters on the mainland. Many also have dog on demand programs. And some, like the Maui Humane Society, do not euthanize dogs for lack of space, but many others have to. So, did I mention, it's PetSmart National Adoption Week? Just saying.